I thought for a little while you can preach it all. Thankful for that message.
Amen.
Thankful for the messages last night and the service this far. Thankful for the invitation to come and preach in this conference and the many things that God blesses us with. Turn with us to the book of Jeremiah in the 17th chapter. I'm going to read two verses in the 16th chapter, the two last verses in the 16th chapter, and read two or three verses in the 17th chapter. 16th chapter and verse 20 says, "Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord." In chapter 17, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altar. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain, in the field I will give my substance and all thy treasure to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders, and that thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemy in the land which thou knowest not, for I have kindled a fire in mine anger which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flash his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful for this day that you have given us, thankful for this service this far, thankful for your word. We're thankful for your love and your mercy unto us when we've lost and in sin, that you did love us and save us by your grace. Thankful, Lord, that you did call us to preach your word, and thankful that we can know that we're a member of the church that you placed in this world, and that privilege that we have of serving thee in and through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ here in this world. We pray that this morning you would help us as we endeavor to bring this message. Bless all whom it is our duty to pray for, the church back home, and all the requests that has been made for prayer, that, Lord, that you might be near to them and comfort them. And we'll praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to make this one request. We wanted to mention Brother James DeBoard. Most of you know him. He was in the hospital for a good long while, and some of them thought that he never would leave the hospital. He's back home. Brother DeBoard never was a large man, weighed maybe 135, 40 pounds. Now he weighs 90 pounds. So pray for him. Pray for his church and his family. God might bless him. And I thought as I read this second verse of the 17th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, while if their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, you know, it's sad to think about today. Whenever children grow up and up in this world, and that's all that they have to remember. Oh, today we ought to thank God that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Amen.
That we're members of a church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That stands for the truth and preaches the truth. And that we know that our Savior lives. He lives within us. He lives in our church. And we should be thankful. And notice it says here in verse 3, O my mountain in the field, I will give the substance of all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. You know, we think about the sin of Jerusalem. I believe it's speaking about, to a great extent, over in the book of Lamentation. Let's read just a few verses here and think about what sin does. How doth the city set solitary that was full of people? How is it become as a widow, she that was great among the nation, and princes among the province? How is it become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemy. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none come to their solemn feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. You know, I believe we can picture this today. Jerusalem, one time, full of people and great prosperity upon the city. Jeremiah being blessed many ways, and the things of the Lord, the people being blessed. And because of sin, this fifth verse says, her adversaries are the chief, her enemies prosper, for the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her sins. Now I believe today God chastens his people individually.
Amen.
I believe today churches suffer because of sin.
Amen.
I believe that nations today, I believe this nation today is suffering because of sin. And I believe that this is speaking about here, when it speaks about the gate was empty. I believe there was a time that the people was flowing into the city of Jerusalem, going in to worship the Lord. Now because of sin, there wasn't very many there anymore, because God had permitted the enemy to come in and to take them out of the city. Now they were mourning. And notice it says that back in verse 2, it says, she weepeth sore on her in the night, and her tears are up on her cheeks among her lovers, and she hath no comfort, and she none to comfort her. Well, today when people turn from God today, whether it's cities, whether it's churches, whether it's individuals or whoever it is, they have no one to comfort them. For comfort comes from God. So we go back here to Jeremiah in this 17th chapter. And notice back in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, how that it reads about false gods and false idols, and what the Lord says that we are to do about it. Well, Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and in verse 21, thou shalt not plant the grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hateth. All right, anything that has been made, anything that that man bows down to, it is something that God hates. Let's go back to the book of Exodus in the 20th chapter. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness to anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers and upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. All right, we believe that this in the book of Jeremiah here is speaking about, in this first verse, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven on the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altar. It's there, and they've gone away from God, and the only thing that the children has here to look forward to or think about whenever their parents are gone, or that they would remember them by, or anything to be remembered by, was the altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. And you know, that's sad today. Think about today, that of all of the false teaching that there is in the world, about all the false organization that there is in the world, and people coming up, and think about the people that is going away from, going away from God, and turned away, as Judah has here, turning from the Lord, and they're forsaking the Lord, and they're the children, all the influence that there is from them, all the examples there that there is for them, is that whenever their parents are gone, they have nothing to remember them by but the false worships and the false gods and the idols and everything that there was in the days of their parents. And so we thank the Lord for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for all the New Testament churches the Lord has placed in this world, the people that are endeavoring to serve the Lord. Now we want to go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, where that Brother Titus spoke from a while ago, and use some of these scriptures over again. What would you like for your children to remember you by? What would you like for your neighbors to remember after that you're gone, after you've passed off from this world? What would you think would be good for them? Notice now in these scriptures here in 1 Thessalonians, we're thankful today that for the men of God, and we thought last night as the men brought the message as the word of the Lord, and how that down through the time, the neighbors, the friends, the loved ones, and those that have children, and when they pass on, these men passes on and it's gone, then there's going to be something that they're going to remember those people by. There's a man in the was a member of the church in Florida at Grace Baptist Church there, an elderly man. He loved the Lord, he loved the doctrines of grace. And he wrote some articles. There's some of the preachers here that read those articles, and they was really good. And he made out a booklet of those things for each one of his children. I thought about that. Now his children are not too faithful to the going to the service of the Lord, and I'm not saved. But I thought about what a wonderful thing that was, that he would go to that trouble. And of all that truths about the doctrine of grace, and there they would have that to read and to remember what that he believed, what he stood for, on what he did in this life after that he was gone. And he's still going. He's still going to church. He's almost 90 years old now. And there he would come into the church, tottering into the building there. And many times there might be some that was much younger than him that didn't have any, maybe providential hindrance, but they wouldn't be there. But he was there. So today, we are going to serve the Lord in this life. We're going to be an influence to someone in this world. And there's going to be something that people is going to remember us by if we serve the Lord rightfully in this world. Now, it's good in this life to leave your children something, if you have children, financially. But there's something far greater that you can leave for them than that.
Amen.
And notice here in 2 Timothy how that it reads in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 3 and verse 14. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of." I believe today that God would have us to know more about the Word of the Lord. I don't believe that we should cease in trying to know more about the Word of the Lord. Studying the Word of God and listening to other men preach the Word of the Lord. But I believe today that we should stand for that that we know.
Amen.
We should stand for that that we know.
Amen.
And if we don't know very much, still stand for that we know that God has blessed us with.
Amen.
And that's what I was talking about a while ago when I was talking about some of the men and some of the things that they face these days with their children and how that Satan is working. And I wonder today just what kind of a stand, if we had children, I wonder sometimes, would I stand like they're standing? Would I take that stand? And so, this passage of Scripture, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of." Well, the things that is taught to us, the things that we read, and these things had been taught to Timothy here. And he says, "Knowing of whom thou hast learned them."
Amen. That makes a difference. Amen. Amen.
Knowing of thou, whom thou hast learned them. Notice in 2 Peter how that it reads in some scripture here in the second chapter, or the first chapter of 2 Peter. Notice in verse 13. "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." And in verse 16, "For we have not followed cunning devised fables, when we made known unto you the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His Majesty."
Amen.
So Peter was knowing that one day he was going to fade out of the picture. He was going to be gone. But he speaks this here, "Moreover, I would endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance."
Yes.
I told our people Sunday that they should thank God that they had Brother Hilly for a pastor as long as they did. They should thank God, and every church today that has a man of God that is standing and presenting the truth of the Word of the Lord, and is honest and upright with them, and he loves the Lord, the thing that he's doing and preaching the word of the Lord is that they might be blessed, they might know more, they might be strengthened, and they might serve the Lord to be happy in this world and bringing honor and glory to the name of the Lord. He's going to pass off of the scene one of these days. And I'm sure that you that are here today, you have had pastors and they're gone today. You can think and remember many, many things that he preached unto you, many things that he did for you, the love that he showed unto you many, many times. And today, we can leave something behind. And all today, those in false worship out there that has nothing to remember but that false image or the God that is there that they was worshiping there and bowing down to and all of those things. Now as we turn to second or First Thessalonians again, notice how that it reads here. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Not only preachers today will be remembered because of the work of faith, but churches today will be remembered down through the time there of their work of faith. And all the same passage of Scripture that Brother Titus read a while ago, back in the book of Romans, in the first chapter of the book of Romans. Oh, this is wonderful today to know that our faith is heard about other places, more than just in the community. In Romans, the first chapter and verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world.
Amen.
That their faith is spoken about throughout the whole world. And I thought about preachers that have traveled over this United States, and preachers that have left this nation. They've gone into South America, and they've gone to so many different places, and they have faithfully stood for the Word of God and proclaim the truths of God's Word, and their faith is heard about throughout the whole world. And I believe whenever they're gone that there's going to be a remembrance there of that man that so faithfully and loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was so willing to give his life there that others might be blessed. He was willing to suffer that others might be blessed. You know, Paul speaks about suffering there for the sake of others. Notice this in 2 Timothy, how that it reads. Paul knew that he was going to suffer many times there. And so in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and in verse 9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto the end of bonds, but the word of God is not bound. And Paul was bound many times, but he said the word of God was not bound. And in verse 10 he says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake. And today, people, preachers that are suffering today and serving the Lord and to bring honor and glory to the Lord, they're not doing that just for themselves, but they're doing that that others might be blessed. And those that do stand up and proclaim the truths of the Word of God, I believe that when they pass off of the picture and are gone, I believe that they're going to be remembered. Not only they're going to be remembered as a man, but they're going to be remembered that they was faithful, they stood for the things of the Word of God. They had to take a stand against their family. They may have to take a stand against the neighbors or whoever it might be. But they still stood for the Word of God.
Amen.
And I believe it's going to be remembered.
Amen.
And Paul says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. What in 2 Thessalonians again? Remembering your, without ceasing, your work of faith. All right, now, a church today, this is written to a church. Paul and others here is saying they was thankful for the remembrance there of being able to remember their work of faith. Well, ministers or pastors have a work of faith also that they'll be remembered. And laboring, a labor of love. All labor today, if it's not of love, if it's not for the love of the Lord, for the love of people, then it's not the right kind of labor. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. You know, today this is a day that is coming that we need more patience as the time goes on. I believe every preacher and every church today knows that.
Amen.
And we see that as the time goes on. We're facing more opposition every day. And it takes more patience. We're thankful today that God is able to supply that grace and does supply that grace, that we can deal with things if we will do it. We can deal with all things in patience. In patience. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace. And there's not a trial, there's not a testing in this world that we face, but what God's grace is not sufficient for that test or that trial.
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient for us. So, the people that are standing today for the truths of the Word of the Lord and the pastors leading the churches there, there's going to be a remembrance whenever we pass over the scene. And down in verse 3, remain without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Down in verse 5, he says, for our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. All right. I believe that Paul was one that was remembered by many, many people. I believe there's Baptist churches here sitting in this service today, that when you're gone, that you're going to be remembered because of the stand that you took for the Word of God.
Amen.
And we remember Brother Hill. We remember other ministers of the gospel that's passed off the scene now. But we remember them. We remember the stand that they took for the honor and for the glory of the Lord. Not only that, but in verse 6, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord Jesus and of the Lord. In other words, people to be remembered of becoming followers of the man of God that God has given unto them. Notice it says, and ye became followers of us, or of Paul and other ministers of the gospel. Not only that they became followers of Christ, that is the first thing, actually, that they became followers of, but they followed the man of God that that the Lord gave unto them. They followed him. And people will be remembered by following that man. They will be remembered by following the one that God gave them.
Amen.
Having received the word of God in much affliction with joy and of the Holy Spirit. Now notice, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. We as servants of God and churches today of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to be an example in this world. I believe that the world looks to us and expects something of us. So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Far from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Now I see this passage of scripture here, I believe Paul is saying here, that he went into this area, and there, as far as someone needing to hear the gospel, there these other people had presented the gospel already. The people of the church there, the church of Thessalonica. Far from you sounded out the word of the Lord. So people are going to be remembered there of being a witness for the Lord. You know, some of us discussing last night after service about witnessing, talking, and witnessing to people, and seemed like that we draw back from that today many times. We don't witness like that. I believe that's one of the great failures in the lives of God's people and churches and preachers today. I believe it's a great failure. But we thank God for them today that does witness. But I find myself now. I know the Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit led Philip. He said, "Go join thyself to the chariot." How many times do we respond to that when we hear that still small voice, "Go join thyself to the chariot"? How many times do you yield to it? How many times do we know that we should, and we maybe don't do it? But today, we that will witness, we that will present the truth of the word of the Lord, we will be blessed for it and will be remembered. And everyone in this service tonight, I'm just going to mention his name, Brother Dempsey Henderson. I admire him, always have, and I say this truthfully, I don't know of a man that witnesses any more faithful than what he does. I don't know a man that witnesses any more faithful than what he does. And I believe when he's gone, there'll be many, many, many people that will remember him. They'll remember that love that he had for them. They'll remember that message he had for them. Remember the time he had for them. Remember the concern. Now, we know that these things are only done by the grace of God. We know that what any of us are today is because of the grace of God. Because of the grace of God. But you know, we need to want to be that the Lord has to be. We need to want to witness and have that burden that other people might hear the word of the Lord. All right, down in verse 9 of this same chapter, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had into you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." Now this passage of scripture back in the book of Jeremiah in the 17th chapter, and as we thought about this sad situation here and this sad picture that you can think about here, in this verse here, "Whilst the children remembered their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills." And there, when the others was gone, moved out of the way, they didn't have anything to look forward to. They didn't have anything of any blessing there. But today, as we said in the beginning of the message, What a wonderful and glorious thing it is today to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And there to have the privilege to preach and to teach the Word of God. And to preach that our Savior lives. And that we're not worshiping and bowing down to something that cannot speak, or something that cannot see, or something that cannot hear. A piece of a stone or clay or something in that manner, our respect there. But the one today that we worship, He lives. Amen. We're serving a living Christ.
Amen.
And we know that He lives. And we can tell others that He lives.
Amen.
We can tell others of the message there that He saves and saves to the uttermost. And what comfort or what consolation can any man or any person get from bowing down to a stone image and he prays? What consolation does he ever get from that? Nothing. Hold your place there. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians just a minute. Oh, what a wonderful thing to think about what God is. In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter in verse 3, says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort."
Amen.
The God of all comfort. I can get comfort by praying and going to the Lord.
Amen.
And asking His help, and you get the same thing there, because He is the God of all comfort.
Yes.
And notice in verse 4, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations," or all of our trouble, "that ye may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble." I'll tell you today, God will use us to speak that we will be able to comfort others if we will only do it. I believe it's our responsibility. "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort which we also are comforted of God." We're comforted of God. God expects us to try to help comfort other people. All right. Back in the book of Thessalonians, we thought about those that had stood for the, was out in false teaching, false doctrine. And here in verse 9, "For they show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve of the living and a true God." Now I mentioned Brother Harry Hill in the service Sunday there that he spoke about many times that he was in error there for 27 years. The Lord reached down and saved him by His grace. And there how that he turned from idols to serve the living and true God.
Amen.
He turned from idols to serve a living, a God that lives. And true, one that we can be blessed by looking to. And regardless of how dark the hours may come, there the Lord is always there to help us and to bless us and to comfort us. And so not only Brother Healy, but many others today that has been saved by the grace of God, and today that know that there is a living Savior, knows there's one that cares for them, knows that there's one that is listening, knows that one there that can hear there and answers their prayer and blesses them and there helps them and turns them from the idols of the false gods of this world to serve the living and true God. And today, to wait for His Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. And oh, today as we think about these things and the things that the Lord would have us to do in carrying out in this life, many times there's suffering, many times there's heartache, many times there's many problems. Sometimes it's kind of like the life of Job. Job lost his material gains of this world. He lost his family, and he lost his health. His wife turned from him and says, "Why don't you curse God and die?" But Job did not turn. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You know, I'm sure that Job was remembered after he passed off of the scene. I'm sure today that many, today down through the time, as they live for the Lord, and we need to think about that as the time goes on. After that we are gone, we pass out of this scene, off of this scene. As I said a while ago, we have no children, and there'll not be that in the life of our children that we'd remember, but there's other people that we'd like for our life to be remembered. Amen. As faithful, amen, dedicated to the Lord, trying to stand for the truths of God's Word, presenting His truths. And people would not have to remember the false idols and the false gods as the children there. And it speaks about in the book of Jeremiah in the 17th chapter. And there, because of the sin there of Judah, then she was taken into captivity there. And because of that trouble that she was in. So, whether thy children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. Wouldn't it be sad today if that is all your children, amen, could have to look forward to? If that's all that they would remember you by after that you was gone? No, today, there as you labor, you work, you know the truth, you know God's Word, you know whenever you take the precious Word of God and present it unto them, it's that is, they can be blessed by hearing it. If they'll only believe it, if they'll only yield to it, if they'll only surrender to it, we know that there can be great blessing. But you can take the false gods and the false idols and the false doctrines of the world there, and as they go forth, and you know there that there's never going to be anything accomplished by those things. Never anything accomplished. Oh, what a wonderful and glorious thing it is today to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Amen. And to know that He has loved us. Know that He came to us. He drew us and He saved us by His grace. He cares for us. You know, I thought about today preaching on waiting on the promises of God. You know, a promise is something you always have to wait for. And Abraham waited patiently. Many others waited patiently and received the promise. It's fulfilled. There's a promise I think about way out in the future that I like to think about in 2 Peter and in the last chapter. Now we're waiting for the next great event, we believe, when Jesus Christ makes His appearing and takes us out to be with Him. But here in 2 Peter and chapter 3 and verse 12 says, looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt away the fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's way out there, but I'm looking for
it. Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
It's way out there, but I'm looking for it. God has promised that to me. He has promised that to you.
Amen.
And there's not going to be anything there but righteousness.
Amen.
All the sinners is going to be gone. And wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, won't that be glorious? Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
To be there. And today it's so wonderful today to know that we are saved, we are a child of God, we're an heir of God, and we're a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
A joint heir with Jesus Christ. Oh, just to think of the wonderful blessing that one day we're going to share the glories of heaven with Jesus Christ. Jesus, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.